9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. I am Chad Hasty. Thank you for tuning in. Send in an email, chad@kfyo.com. That's chad@kfyo.com. First voice you hear from, by the way, when you dial in, very talented Ariel Walden on the other side, 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Coming up here in just a little bit, Republican candidate for Texas Comptroller Harvey Hildebrand will join me to talk about his campaign. But right now, we get to switch gears, talk a little high school football, and our good friend who hosts the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, Stephen Orr. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Chad. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. Enjoying the nice cooler weather that we're having.
Well, speaking of cool weather, it looks like tomorrow night some people might want to take a jacket as we head out to the stadium because it's supposed to be pretty chilly, but actually real fall weather for football, so
yeah,
it's changed.
It's going to be real nice. What did you take away from some of the last week's games?
There were some really interesting things that happened last week as far as very close games, surprisingly close, and then some shockers. We had one of the biggest upsets in the state, in my opinion, up in District 2 of 5A. That's where Lubbock Coronado plays, as Amarillo Tascosa comes into that ball game 1-4 on the year. They host an undefeated San Angelo Central team that was putting points on the board like crazy, and they beat the hound out of them 48-27 in a big shocker there. Abilene High and Midland Lee played a back-and-forth knockdown drag-out game that went well into the scoreboard, even our scoreboard time, and Midland Lee ended up winning that game 53-50, and it was just a right down to the very last second type deal. And we had, I believe, across the whole area that we covered, there were 17 games that were decided in the last half of the fourth quarter or later and earned 7 points or less. So it was a really tight week. And once you get into these district contests, we see that. The games tighten up. People start taking it a little more serious. And we saw a lot of really good football last Friday night.
Probably going to have a lot of good football again this weekend, this Friday night. Lubbock Cooper at Seminole this Friday.
Lubbock Cooper comes in off a big win over Andrews last week. They're taking on a Seminole team. How about this for the Indians? They start district play with Shallow Water, get beat soundly, and now they have to move straight on to Lubbock Cooper, so there's no rest for the weary there. Seminoles at 2-4, Lubbock Cooper 5-1, and I don't see much of a problem for the Pirates in that one.
Moving on down the schedule a little bit, Hertford visiting Lubbock High.
Hertford and Lubbock High, got beat by Plainview last week. Hertford suffered a loss to Monterey, so you've got an 0-6 team and a 1-5 team there. Hertford has really struggled all year long, but I believe this could be the week. Lubbock High has put up some points. They've been okay, but, man, they seem to shoot themselves in the foot quite a bit. You know, the mistakes happen at the most inopportune times. But in that 6-team district, this one's going to be really important when you're looking at the number 4 playoff spot and if a team has a hope of crawling back in. So I'm maybe go with the home field advantage in Lubbock in a squeaker, but Hereford's due to win one. They have just struggled all year long, and it's really uncharacteristic of a white-faced team.
And you can hear that game right here on KFYO Friday night on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, Estacado at Shallow Water.
Estacado and Shallow Water, this is a big game. Estacado's 3-3 on the year, 1-0 in district as they come off their win last week. Shallow Water, of course, perfect on the year, and they just continue to roll. Should be a good game, I think, but at the end of the day, I just don't think anybody can pick against Shallow Water. Estacado's got the speed. They're relatively healthy compared to what they've been the last couple of years, but nobody, and I mean nobody, has even had the semblance of an answer for Shallow Water, and I think that's going to be the case for Estacada as we go into this week as well.
What are some of the other games people need to be paying attention to?
Well, I tell you, another game in that District 2-3A is Leveland and Andrews facing off over in Leveland. Andrews 2-4 on the year, 0-1 in district. Leveland 4-2, but they lost their district opener, and this is important for them if they want to gain some momentum and have a good solid footing in the playoff race. And I think they're probably two pretty evenly matched teams, and could be a pretty close ball game. Then we drop down into some of the lower divisions. Brownfield travels over to Slayton to take on the Slayton Tigers. Slayton surprises me a little bit. They're sitting there at 4-2. They won their district opener. Brownfield suffered a loss last week in their opener. So, but Brownfield has the potential, and they've been in some ball games that they've lost, and that could be a good ball game. Then Idaloo and Denver City. This is very likely going to be for your district championship in District 2 of 2A Division 1. Idaloo comes in at 4-2 on the year. Denver City perfect and 6-0 on the year. Idaloo made quick work last week of Brownfield, and Denver City knocked off Kermit, and it was a bit of a struggle there, but this should be a dandy of a ball game. Idaloo's really going to have to play well, but so is Denver City. Probably one of the best games we have on our board. Then you go into District 2, Division 2 of 2A, and you've got Abernathy taking on Floyd Ada. Probably not much of a game there. Abernathy beat Tulia last week. This week Tulia goes and they take on Post, which is another favorite to win that district. Tulia's at 3-3 on the year. Post is at 5-1, 1-0 in district. And depending on the outcome of that game, that's really going to, if Post comes away with a victory there, if Abernathy knocks off Floyd Ada, then I think we're all looking to the last week of the season where you see Post and Abernathy play for a district championship. I just don't see anybody else in that district that's going to step up. Tulia has the potential to pull off the upset, but if not, it's going to be a pretty cut and dried deal there. Drop down into 1A Division 1, District 2. You've got New Deal taking on Hale Center, Sundown taking on Tahoka. New Deal's undefeated on the year. Hale Center is at 5-2, both of those 1-0 in district, and a win here is pretty much gives you the favorite status in that district race. Sundown taking on Tahoka. Sundown is off a bye week last week, so this will be their first district contest. They should take care of Tahoka, but I really think probably your district championship's decided up in that New Deal Health Center game. Anything can happen, but that's just my prognostications for this week.
Very cool. Visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Is that your game of the week?
My game of the week is Idaloo and Denver City. It just is. That has all the makings of a great game. When you look at Idaloo's losses, they've been close. Denver City's been in some close games. They just came out on the other side, and that should be a great ball game. And my second game, even though it has a potential to break open and be, is that shallow water Lubbock Estacada game. Estacada just puts too much speed on the field. And when you look at the teams they've lost to, two 4A teams, a top 10 ranked 3A team from the Metroplex area. So they're a very tough team. And shallow water may get one of the tougher contests that they've had on the year.
Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Appreciate you coming on, man.
Hey, Chad, thanks. Anytime.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, that's Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, which you can hear on our sister station, 1340 The Fan at 10 p.m. Friday nights.